It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I've got a couple of ladies with the Southeastern Utah Women's Conference coming up on March 28th at the Jennifer Levitt Student Center. We're going to talk about the conference itself, get into some of the programs and the workshops that they're going to offer, and then they're always looking Woman of the Year nominations. They need them. If you've got somebody out there, we'll talk about that and then how you can register and all those other good things. I've got with me this morning Jessica Prettyman and Shani Wilson. Ladies, thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you. We appreciate you letting us come on.
So let's jump right into this, okay? Shani, we'll kind of start with you if you want to hop up there. This one, we tried to figure out what annual one this is, and it's a lot.
Yeah, it's been around for a long time.
Because At least 30 years.
Yeah. I remember being on this committee probably a dozen years ago, and I served 1 year on the committee. And then the following year, I actually came back to present. So it's been around a long time. That was, again, you know, at least 12, 15 years ago.
And this is all about, you know, getting women and getting their ideas and getting some ideas out there for them and really just workshops and things like that. So we're going to jump right into it and talk about some of the workshops. And Shani, I don't know if you or Jessica, if you want to handle that part of it.
Yeah, well, we can both talk a little bit about the workshop. So the conference actually starts at 1 p.m. for those who want to come for the first couple of hours and just relax, do some fun activities. We've got macrame, we've got jewelry making, we've got yoga, self-defense. Anyway, we're offering a bunch of just different workshops for women to come, to network, to relax, unwind. And then at 3 o'clock, the actual conference starts. So we have the couple hours of activities and then the couple hours of the actual workshop where you can pick and choose a session. We've got three different session options. We've got a keynote. We've got a lot of great things planned, a great meal. It's just overall a really good experience for women to come and mingle.
It really is. And since you've been with it that many years, what are some of the things that you really, you know, when in talking to other ladies that go to this, what are some of the things that they're taking away from this?
Just a night off, a night to be together, a night to share resources and ideas. It's kind of a rejuvenation thing for me. I've always really enjoyed just getting away and being with women and just having that, you know, that one-on-one experience with a bunch of them. It's been great.
And as we said, this has been going on for quite some time. Lots of great things happen out of these. And we're going to bring Jessica in now, and we'll talk about some of the workshops that are going on in the afternoon and talk about your keynote speaker. So, Jessica, I'll let you kind of handle that part of it.
So the breakout sessions, we have them themed around things that you can benefit from home, your business, within the community, or around food. So healthy eating, a guide through Medicare, and then also like preparing for the workforce and resume writing and stuff. So we've got a little bit of everything for somebody to come and get a benefit from. Micah Salas is our keynote speaker this year. She's the Carbon County Superintendent, and she is coming to talk with us about pioneering transitions and the different transitions you can have in your life.
All right. So let's get into it now. If a lady wants to go to this, this is something that you need to sign up for. There is a registration fee, all of that kind of stuff. So let's talk about that. Because registration is now open, correct?
Yes, correct. Registration is now open, and you can go to our website, or you can just do a really easy search for Eastern Utah Women's Conference, and you'll find it that way. Registration is $25 a person, or for a table of eight, it's $150. So whatever works best for you and your friends to come and have a great night.
All right. And at the website, can they go on there and find the breakdown of everything that's going to happen and all those kinds of things?
The agenda is online, and they can also nominate Women of the Year online as well.
The Woman of the Year nomination, we're really looking for someone who has done a lot of outstanding service, someone who highly represents Southeastern Utah, someone who is, you know, caring and, you know, just really outstanding, that really shines above. We've nominated a lot of great women over the years. A lot of great women have, you know, gotten this prestigious award. So we're really excited to see who wins it this year.
And they could go to the website and sign up for that as well. Now, the website is AggieLink/Women's Conference, correct? Just go onto that website, and all the information that you need is there. The nomination form for Woman of the Year, the agenda, the registration, everything is in one spot. So once again, coming up on March 28th, it's the Southeastern Utah Women's Conference going on at the Jennifer Levitt Student Center on the campus of USU Eastern. Did we get everything?
So businesses who want to participate and sponsor the Eastern Women's Conference can also go to that same website and get a sponsorship level of a diamond, silver, platinum, gold, whatever works best for them. And then they can also get a vendor booth and come and support the Women's Conference, support their business, and tell the guests that we have what they have available at their business.
All right. So this is going to be a great one. And once again, everything is available. All the information you need, AggieLink.com/Women's Conference. Go on there and get signed up. Nominate the Woman of the Year. If you're a local business that wants to be a sponsor, you can do all that right there. Once again, it is the Southeastern Utah Women's Conference coming up March 28th at the Jennifer Levitt Student Center on the campus of USU Eastern. Ladies, thank you so much for coming in this morning. We appreciate the time.
Thank you. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.